Well, I mean, 2 years ago, they were much different than they are. And then the last 2 years, you had a different regime, which is totally committed to, you know, confusion and disguise and overload blitzes and pressures. Now you got a guy that's a little different approach. I think he's got much more mixing, but is more inclined to be coverage, not necessarily the two deep for which he's famous for, but he'll mix single high, but it's a lot of one funnel, a lot of mixture of a one-man dog or that type of thing. And so you get it, I won't say it's conservative, but it's certainly a much different approach than it's been the last 2 years. And it really resembles, quite frankly, what it was a few years earlier with Wade Phillips and that kind of thing.
You've been forced to do some changes on your offensive line. How much does that factor into your game planning?
You don't know. You know, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, you'd like to say it's not going to influence at all what you're doing, but I don't know how realistic that is. I think you have to take into account the matchups and make some decisions. Where do you have to, if at all, but where do you have to offer some assistance? You know, where do you have to get your, do you have to slide a certain way? Do you have to put the back to a certain side? Do you have to put a tight end somewhere, maybe before, where you focus more, you know, you let your guards handle the inside guys, and maybe you're looking to help the tackles. Maybe now that's not the case. You know, maybe you got to help inside more. So we'll wait and see.
You know. Kevin, will you go to regular traditional rotation at running back this week with Darrell or somebody else?
You know, we don't know. I mean, we're play by ear. We'd like to see David go maybe a little bit more than what we've done in the past. But with the weather and everything else, you just don't know how it's going to play out. But Darrell's going to play. There's no question about that. And he's going to have to play well for it. He's going to be an integral part of what we're doing. Now, what that translates into number of plays, I'd be less than honest if I told you it was going to be 20 or 30%. I think he's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot more. He's going to be in the game. There's no question about that. But, you know, you'd like to see David go out and have a bang-up day, make a couple big plays for us and give us what we hope and feel he's capable of, which is a couple of dynamic plays and, you know, just some athletic plays that not everybody can do.
Darrell wasn't even sure he was going to make the roster on Saturday. What about him made you keep him?
Just shows you how tenuous things can be, doesn't it, for all of us, but especially in our business. But, I think, he, you know what he did the three times in a row, like when we gave him the ball and then that slip screen, I thought he showed as much physical presence in his running game that you'd like to see. You know he's got the speed, and you know that if there's a hole there that he's going to, you know, he's going to exploit that, and, you know, he's got a chance speed-wise to go the distance. As he did a couple years ago in that fake punt, you know, no one's going to catch him. It's like David. But when there isn't a hole, you know, can you make people miss or can you break a tackle or run through it? I thought he hit it with tremendous toughness, and it was three plays in a row, and they just jumped off the field at you. He's been doing a good job from the Pittsburgh game on with catching the ball and blocking on third down, so that's been encouraging. But I think we were waiting to see that dynamism and just that, you know, just show us something special, you know, as a running back, and I thought he did.
With Nicks, how much better is he physically than what you had last year?
Yeah, I think he's a lot better. You know, I think he's, and if there's no setbacks, and I don't think there are going to be any, but I just think he's just going to continue to get better and better. He's finally getting some extended work, which he hasn't had. So I think his leg strength and his endurance and everything else is just going to get better and better. So it's encouraging because last year, you know, if he went out one day, he would swell up, and it was, you know, you have to admire, and we all did appreciate his toughness, but the reality of it was he was playing at far less than, you know, full strength.
Kevin, that kind of change, not to diminish everybody else on the offense, but doesn't that change almost everything about what you're able to do, having a guy like him be full speed?
Yeah, I mean, when he is at his best, I mean, I think it forces people to defend you a little differently, you know. It reminds you of the days, you know, when you had Plexico in his heyday. You know, now when Akeem is that way, people are less likely to line up and play you press man and challenge you that way because they know that there's a chance and pretty good chance he's going to make some big plays for you. When they're not afraid of that, they can just say, okay, you go up, line up, bump and run. I'm not worried about here. And they take that extra defender and they deploy him wherever it is. Is it in the running game? Is it in, you know, is it doubling Victor? Is there somewhere else that they're going with it? So it certainly opens up the potential for them to take away some other things that maybe you had an advantage in. Now all of a sudden they neutralize it just, you know, with numbers.
Kevin, it seemed when you brought in Myers as a tight end, you had a guy who had a lot of catches, but in the preseason, it looked like you didn't go to him a lot. I mean, is that he's still learning, or is you hiding it, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like anything that's new. I don't think anybody's as good as they are when they've been in a system or done something for a while. So, again, he is a person like many that I think will hopefully get better. I think he's working at it. You know, maybe there's a few more options that we give that were not available to him in the previous offenses. And again, you know, he had a couple of different coordinators too, and really wasn't until his last year that all of these numbers, there were 4 years that there were no numbers. So once he got it down, I think he showed that he's a productive and has the potential to be an effective part of your offense. I think he's still very much in the formative stages or learning stages, but you know, I think we've been encouraged by, you know, A, his attitude, B, when he looks like he's comfortable with something, he does it pretty well.
Obviously, a lot, you know, we've all made a big deal about Wilson's big playability.
Yep.
But you guys have also been upfront about what he needs to work on.
Right.
Is he ready in those other aspects to be
we'll
the
see,
guy you need?
We'll see Sunday. I will say this. I have been more proud of that than anything else. I think he has really made a determined effort to be an effective blocker. Yeah, I mean, he's never going to be 6'2", 240 pounds. He's not that kind of kid. But he has showed a willingness to go after people and be aggressive. He's done a tremendous job with what we call chipping, you know, where he's looking to help. He sees a lineman that's maybe got a defender on the edge, and he's come up and he's stroked him pretty good before he's released into the passing game. Of all the things he's done this preseason, he's showed a realization of how important that aspect of the game is for us. You know, to play running back in the NFL is not just carrying the ball. There's a lot of other components to it. He also has caught the ball, you know, pretty well. I don't think that's ever been something that anyone thought he would, you know, could do. I think it's something he's still getting better at. I think he's going to continue to grow with it. But when we've thrown it to him, he's caught it.